On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team won the Innkeeper Beaver Classic last weekend. A pair of wins over Minot State and Michigan Tech. We'll head to Moorhead and Crookston this weekend. Guard Jason Edwards with us, a junior college transfer out of Phoenix. Congratulations on a great start of the year, Jason.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
When you walked on campus, what kind of second thoughts do you have? What kind of concerns did you have? You know, if you're going to fit in with the team, if you're going to like the style of play, if you're going to be able to handle moving from Phoenix to Bemidji, what kind of concerns did you have?
First concern was obviously the weather for me. Being in Arizona for 20 years was not really a say. I couldn't experience the cold, but here it was automatic change in the atmosphere for me. So that was my first concern. But on the court-wise, playing basketball, I didn't see much concern because I came here, met the guys, everybody was great. Everybody had a great attitude, and they all comforting me and welcomed me here.
6 games in, how much more comfortable are you with your role now that you guys have started playing?
Right now, I'm pretty confident, feeling good, feeling like I'm learning the offense a little better, getting to know my role as a defensive player and learning where to be and where not to be, just finding my role. Feeling pretty confident right now, though.
Don't take this the wrong way. I lost track of how many times last Saturday I said, oh, there's the shortest guy on the court again getting an offensive rebound. What makes you so good at it?
I think over the years, when I growing up, I knew I was going to be very tall, so I developed the habit of trying to figure out where the ball is going to be and trying to find a trajectory where the ball might be, and I'm just always in the right spot. I don't know how. I sit there and watch the big guys tip at it, and I just wait.
Nothing wrong with that as long as it works. Certainly the game on Saturday was a lot more challenging as far as what you guys had to contend with. They had a couple of real big post players, and you guys really seemed to take them out of their game fairly early. As a defensive group, how'd you like how you guys were playing?
Oh, it was great from the very first start of possession. We all came together. We were ready. In the locker room, we took it. Our big guys took it as a challenge for us because Metro State, their big guys kind of manhandled ours, but we took it as a challenge just last Saturday to go out there and defend well.
How much more confident does this team get game by game?
We taking it game by game. Like you said, we're getting confident right now, but we're staying humble, and we know that we have a lot to prove still, so we're ready for a long season.
Have the guys that have been in this league before, the vets, have they told you what to expect come league play and how much different it is?
Oh, yeah, they told me it gets a lot more dirty and harder, especially walking out the bus, say, negative 40 in the middle of the night. So that's one of the hardest things, so I'm a little worried about that.
Well, we don't need to worry about that for a few more weeks anyway. How important in your mind is it to get off on a good note here this weekend to start league play with a couple of wins?
Oh, it's very important because when you're winning, everything's going great. When you're losing, it's hard, and things can start to go downward for you. But once you get on a good foot, it's kind of easy to keep going on that foot.
As a teammate, what is it like watching James Ellisor just do what he does?
Really, he's like a silent assassin to me. Like, you really don't notice he's doing that good, but at the end of the night, he's going day in, day out, just getting the work done. So it's amazing to see him do well.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.